The European Union brandished its swords. The leaders and chiefs of the civilized world realized the full seriousness of the situation with a slight delay of only 3 years. They figured out that the enormous carnivorous Russian scorpion crab, which had been in the role of the fossil of Fazilia, it had defossilized, fattened up, rested, and emerged from the layers of its Paleozoic era, and now it is devouring people, crushing them and swallowing their cities. Moreover, there is no hope that this creature will calm down on its own and voluntarily return to a fossilized state. There is none left. Optimistic forecasts that Scorpio's cancer would soon be cut down by dysentery, you know, or mumps also, did not come true. But of course, for Europe to understand the seriousness of the processes happening in the world, it needed Syria and those geopolitical earthquakes that were arranged by, he took in just a couple of weeks, sent to the trash, to the garbage. The halo of the United States tore off from this America the halo of the defender of freedom, law, and civilization. And these increasing oddities in old Donny's behavior finally deprived Europe of this sympathetic but very sweet dream in which it stubbornly remained for 3 years of war. Macron realized that Russia is a threat to France, as well as for the rest of civilized humanity. Let's note Macron's rare observance. To notice this most obvious thing, it took him only 3 years as well. There is a fair concern that in general, Europe may have overslept, and now, in a rush, running in pajamas and slippers, it might not manage to build a defense against the brazen arthropod. Macron indeed stated that Russia has become a threat to France, but immediately started talking about France's nuclear weapons, which it possesses. There aren't many, but they are quite sufficient to deliver significant strikes. And he said that after signing some, as of now, completely illusory peace agreement, the country is preparing to send a peacekeeping contingent to Ukraine. But all this sounds, of course, beautiful. But so far, it's absolutely unclear. Impressive, but completely unclear who prevented this from being understood at least by February 24th, 2022. Not to mention that the fossil showed the first signs of its vile life back in 2014, brazenly stealing Crimea. It is also very difficult to say how much the overall European mechanism has simultaneously rusted and grown fat. Is it currently able to justify such stunning rhetoric, for example, from the Polish Prime Minister Tusk, claiming that Europe can easily overpower the Russian, the cannibal, as it is in principle, much stronger, objectively? Yes. Macron, who spoke about nuclear issues and the need to tear off the bloody Russian claws, to what extent is he now compatible with reality? To what extent can be justified the very bold, powerful speech of Ursula von der Leyen, who made it clear that the end times have come. Well, as for the statements, everything is absolutely fine with the statements. But for now, as they say, they are all still in their pajamas. And the Europeans, well, good for them, according to the official report, they have already adopted a European armament program worth 800 billion euros. Moreover, they figured out where to scrape together these billions. But I repeat, all this is happening with a 3-year delay. I think zoologists are in for tough times because they will have to change the taxonomy of practically all subspecies of giraffes and give giraffes new names. Ugandan giraffes, Maasai, reticulated, all those will become a thing of the past. They will have to be renamed in honor of the presidents and prime ministers of the EU, who took so long to realize what a real threat Russia is to the world and Europe, even though there, well, it seems like there is, well, probably the best they have is Kaja Kallas. There are Ursulas, there are Melanies, there are quite a few brave people, but there are also 3 lost years